就不太一样。
Ever since our ancestors had sinned, things have changed.
后来真神在人类当中呢，拣选属于他的人。
And later on, God chose among the people, some who belongs to Him.
那有的呢，不能够蒙拣选的，就是故意一直在罪恶当中生活的人，神就把他们交给撒旦在管理他们。
For those who were not chosen by God, they would be living in sin, and God would hand them over to Satan.
当然呢，在这个世界上，每个人所演的角色都不太一样。
And in this world, everyone plays a different role.
那么基督徒呢，自从领受主耶稣的救恩以后呢，就不一样的。
But Christians, when they have received the salvation of Christ, their roles have changed.
我们可以说呢，成为属灵的演员。
We have become a spiritual player.
所以往往我们所扮演的角色呢，有含着属灵的福气在里面。
Hence, the roles that we play have spiritual blessings.
那么属灵的福气跟属物质肉体的福气呢，往往差距太大。
Spiritual blessings is very different from physical blessings.
那么这种福气呢，往往给那些有强烈信心的人呢，能够看透，能够去分享。
And spiritual blessings are only for those with strong faith.
那么每个时代的基督徒呢，所扮演的角色也不一样。
And Christians in each generation also play different roles.
那么保罗呢，他是蒙主耶稣拣选以后就献身当传道，当然他所扮演的角色跟一般的信徒也不一样。
After Paul had been chosen by Christ, he plays a different role.
他说他们这些属徒呢，神把他们列为幕后，成为一台戏。
And Paul says that the disciples or the apostles that Christ had chosen are playing a role in the end world.
给世人观看，给天使观看，当然是包括属恶的天使魔鬼在观看。
They are playing a play for the angels and demons.
那么很多弟兄姐妹呢，各时代所扮演的角色也不一样的。
And brothers and sisters also play different roles in each generation.
尤其我们这些属于末后的这些基督徒。
We Christians who are living in this end of times.
那么早期的基督徒呢，他们所扮演的角色，有时候呢，也让我们呢很难去接受那种事实。
The Christians in the earlier times play a role that is very hard for us to accept.
但是他们后来所得的属灵的福气呢，是值得他们的安慰。
Yet their spiritual blessings they receive is a comfort.
我们请看希伯来书第十章三十二节。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
第十章三十二节到三十六节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32-36.
新约圣经三百二十二页第十章三十二节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32.
你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难。三十三节，一面被毁谤遭患难成了戏景，叫众人观看；一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。三十四节，因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。三十五节，所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心，必得大赏赐。三十六节，你们必须忍耐，属你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。当时的希伯来信徒呢，在那时代，他们所扮演的角色真的很艰难啊。
In those days, the Hebrew Christians are playing a very difficult role.
首先这边提到说要追念往日蒙了光照以后所遭遇的事情。
It says here that recall the former days when after you were enlightened.
所谓蒙了光照就是基督福音的光来照射他们。
Being enlightened means to be the light of Christ was shone on them.
也就是说他们呢来领受基督的福音啊。
In other words, they have received the salvation of Christ.
他们就在神的恩典里面，光明里面。
And now they were in the light.
福音的光照射了他们，带领他们走上光明的道路。
The light of the gospel shone upon them and led them onto the bright path.
让他们生活在光明里面。
Then they will be living in light.
不止这样。
Not just that.
基督生命的光在他们的内心。
The light of the life of Christ is in them.
所以他们的内心呢是光明的。
Hence they were enlightened.
但是呢，在整个环境里面刚好遭遇到大征战。
But in the greater environment, they're facing a large struggle.
就是很普遍的苦难临到。
It's a very common suffering.
那尤其基督徒呢，在当初有一些人的观念上没有办法去接受。
Sometimes, people could not accept Christianity.
在患难中又遭受到毁谤。
And during the struggles, Christians face slanderings.
往往把这些所遭遇的事情呢，归咎于基督徒啊。
People in their normal days, when they are facing difficulties, they will blame their troubles onto Christians.
因此呢，这些基督徒在当时成了戏精啊，好像一台戏给众人观看。
Hence, Christians are seem to be putting on a show for the non-believers.
那虽然呢，他们在看得见的这些肉体物质上损失很大。
Even though Christians seem to be losing a lot.
但是他们并没有丢弃勇敢的心啊，他们继续扮演下去。
Yet they have endured and have continued with their role.
所以三十五节就提到他们必得大的赏赐。
Hence verse 35 says that they shall have a great reward.
并且三十六节提到他们有这种坚强忍耐的信心，走完神给他们安排的旨意。
And verse 36 tells them that they have the need of endurance so that they can finish their way.
就要得到所应许的属灵的福气。
And they shall receive what is promised.
那么今天我们信耶稣以后呢，我们就要成为属灵的导演，属灵的演员。
Today, when we have been baptized into the Lord, we are going to play a different role. We are going to be a spiritual player.
当然呢，主耶稣也会安排我们去演这些喜剧啊。
And sometimes God would arrange us to play a comedy.
那么往往呢，那些还在撒旦控制之下的素人呢，就演了一些悲剧。
And for those who are under the control of Satan, they would be putting on a tragedy.
实际上，神把这个人生的道路呢，分为两条啊。
In fact, God had put on two paths for us to choose.
摆在素人的眼前。
He had put two choices before humans.
我们请看马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 7.
十三节、十四节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and verse 14.
马太福音第七章十三节、十四节。
Gospel Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and verse 14.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。十四节。
14.
引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找的人也少。主耶稣在这边提到有两条门路啊。
Here Jesus mentioned two gates.
终点是永生跟灭亡。
The destination is destruction or eternal life.
开头呢是又大又广，还有呢又窄又小的。
There is one narrow gate and there is one wide gate.
当然呢，人都会选择比较好走的道路。
Everybody would choose a way that is easy to walk on.
但是，这又宽又大的道路虽然好走呢，结局是灭亡的。
Even though the wide gate is easy to cross, but it leads to destruction.
那么又窄又小的道路虽然不好走，走得很辛苦啊，但是结局是永生的。
Although the narrow gate.Is small and the way is hard. It leads to life.
那么很多基督徒呢，他们就是选择又窄又小的道路。
Many Christians would choose this narrow gate.
但是到后来呢，是永生啊。
And this gate leads them to life.
虽然选择这条路的人比较少。
Even though few would choose this difficult path.
但是这些人有福气，因为他们有眼光。
But they are blessed because they have seen far.
他们不看眼前的福气。
They do not just look at the blessings on hand.
他们是看比较远的福气。
They have decided to look further to a distant blessing.
那么引到永生这一条路为什么说又窄又小呢？
Why is the gate leading to life hard?
实际上，明白神道理的人就不会觉得很窄。
In fact, for those who have truly or genuinely understood the will of God, they would not find this gate narrow at all.
因为神给我们呢，也就是说恩典的道路。
Because God has opened this path of salvation.
遵守神的话，并不是啊受限制。
To keep the word of God is not to be bound.
遵守神的诫命呢，啊，是让人心里非常快乐的选择啊。
To keep the law of God is a choice that you're willing to choose.
主耶稣在世的时候啊。
During the ministry of Jesus,
曾经有一个年轻人。
There was once a young man.
他在年纪轻轻的时候，在世界上就有美好的啊成就。
This young man was quite successful.
他做了很大的事业。
He had a great business.
他的收入非常好。
He earned a lot of money.
但是他又联想到将来永生的福气啊。
But he was thinking about the eternal life.
他非常羡慕。
He thirsts for it.
他就来请教耶稣要怎样才能够得到永生啊。
He approached Jesus and asked how to receive eternal life.
主耶稣告诉他，你要遵守神的诫命。
The Lord Jesus told him, you must keep the commandments of God.
他说什么诫命啊？
He said, which one?
主耶稣说，就是那十条诫命啊。
And the Lord Jesus says, the Ten Commandments.
他说啊，这些啊，我从小就遵守了。
He said he had kept those since his youth.
但是主耶稣告诉他，
But Jesus told him again,
你如果希望更完全得到更大的福气，
If you like to be a complete man to receive more blessings,
你是不是能够放弃你现在眼前所做的事情来跟从我？
Can you forsake everything you own now and follow me?
也就是说，你愿意做耶稣的门徒吗？
In other words, Jesus is asking him, is he willing to be a disciple of his?
主耶稣对他所说的话，他愿意接受吗？
Was he willing to receive or to accept the words of Jesus?
结果圣经记载，这个年轻人呢，啊，就忧忧愁愁的离开了耶稣啊。
The Bible recorded that this young man left Jesus sorrowfully.
他觉得呢，这个又窄又狭的道路呢，啊，不好走。
He realized that this narrow gate is difficult to cross.
要跟从耶稣是不容易的。
It is very difficult to follow Jesus.
但是我们这些已经跟从的人，却发觉并不是不容易。
For those who have already followed him, it's not hard at all.
好像当年耶稣的门徒啊。
Just like the disciples of Jesus.
像彼得他们兄弟，蒙主耶稣呼召的时候，就跟从了耶稣啊。
Take Peter and his brother when they were being called by Jesus, they followed him.
他们并不觉得呢，他们所选择的道路呢是艰难的。
They did not feel that the path they have chosen is hard to walk on.
所以有心要追求永生的人啊，就必付出呢努力的心智。
For those who are determined to follow, to receive eternal life, they must put in a good effort.
因为天国呢是努力的人能够进去的。
Because the heavenly kingdom is only for those who strive hard to enter it.
我们请看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11,
12节
verse 12.
马太福音十一章十二节
Matthew chapter 11, verse 12.
从苏洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。苏洗约翰比主耶稣早出来传福音呐。
John the Baptist preached the gospel earlier than Christ.
他说。他的使命是为主耶稣啊预备道路，
said,
把这不平的这些道路把它修平了、啊。
He says he's here as a pioneer to open up a path for Jesus.
当年呢，苏洗约翰的工作非常辛苦。
And the work of John the Baptist was very difficult indeed.
他是为主耶稣预备道路、修平啊弯弯曲曲的道路。
He's here to open up a path for Jesus to straighten up.Those winding paths.
但是从那时候听到他的福音的人呢，就悔改。
And in his days, when people heard his message,
开始来奔跑这一条天国的道路。
They began repenting and began their way.
一直到主耶稣出来传福音的时候。
Right to the moment when Jesus came out and began his ministry.
后来苏洗约翰殉道。
And later on, John the Baptist muttered.
他们发觉呢，这一条天国的道路，并不容啊，并不很容易来走的。
Then followers of Jesus felt that this way, his way, is not easy.
所以主耶稣在这边说，从施洗约翰开始到现在呢，都是努力的人可以进去的。
Says from the days of John, that's why Jesus says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven is for those who strive hard.
肯努力的人呢，就觉得天国路并不是不好走。
For those who are willing to make an effort, the kingdom, the path to this kingdom is easy.
还是很容易奔跑的。
It is very easy to walk on.
那么这些人呢，啊，他们的结果呢？啊，就是永生啊。
And the final result for these men would be eternal life.
所以还没有信从福音的人呢，啊，他必须要赶快接受福音啊。
And for those who have not accepted this gospel, you must hurry.
早一天成为属灵的演员啊。
You must hurry up to so that you can be a player, a spiritual player.
所扮演的角色就是在神的旨意安排之下来扮演的。
And the role that you will be playing will be determined by God.
啊，这些蒙主耶稣福音光照的人呢，他是有福气的。
Hence, for those who are enlightened by the light of God, they are blessed.
因为他从今以后所要扮演的呢，啊，就是属于属灵的啊这些喜剧。
Because from that day forth, the role they will be playing will be a comedy.
当然呢，在这个世界上说，演变的一些事情啊，
of course, things in this world change.
有些事情不适合基督徒扮演。
And because of the changes, some of the roles that we play are not suitable to us.
有些呢，就是神就准许撒旦来安排，让那些不接受福音的人来扮演的。
And then there are the roles that God allows Satan to tempt people.
那么这些道路呢，好像很宽又很大。
This way seems to be wide and easy to walk.
也就是说，在罪恶当中生活的人。
And these be those people who are living in sin.
那这种道路好像很美好啊。
Even though this way seems to be easy.
但是圣经提到，实际上呢，啊，是不好的。
But the Bible tells us that it is in fact very hard to walk on.
请看箴言十四章十二节。
That's in the Proverbs, chapter 14.
箴言十四章十二节。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12.
有一条路，年以为正，至终成为属王之路。又宽又大的道路。
A wide way to walk.
往往会让人觉得这一条是正路。
Very often this way seems right.
但是终点是死亡的。
However, its end is the way to death.
所以罪恶的道路往往就是这样的。
Therefore, the simple pathway leads to death.
那么永生的道路呢？啊，是又窄又小。
The pathway to life is narrow.
有的人以为这是错误的道路。
Some people may think that this is the wrong way.
实际上才是正路。
But in fact, it is the right one.
因为终点是永生的。
Because it leads to life.
所以，众人以为是正路的，其实是灭亡之路。
Hence, for most who thought that the path is right, it is wrong.
那往往在这当中所扮演的角色呢，就是悲剧的。
And hence, those people who walk on this path is putting on a tragedy.
因为到后来呢，是灭亡的。
Because the way leads to destruction.
那么连在这个世界上呢，就好像演员呐、啊。
And we living in this world are like actors.
当然呢，当我们扮完了这个角色以后呢，就要离开啊原来的面目。
When we have ended our role, we have.
也就是说，我们这个扮演的角色呢，这个戏装要脱下。
When we have finished playing our role, we must take off. We must come back to our real self.
像我们现在带着肉体，每个人的面貌都不一样。
For example, we are all living in flesh, that's why every one of us look different.
每个人所扮演的角色都不一样。
And everyone plays a different role.
但是，当这个世界上在世界上一切事情结束以后呢
？But when everything in this world has come to an end,
每个人就不能够同样的在这个世界上所扮演的角色。那种情形保持下去啊
！You cannot when this world has come to an end, you cannot maintain your role in this world.
所以诗篇里面作书的人有提到这一点。
And the psalmist mentioned this point.
无论是君王或者是一般的平民
whether you're a king or just a subject,
有一天呢，都要归回尘土啊。
One day you will be turned into dust.
请看诗篇一百四十六篇。
That's in Psalms 146.
诗篇一百四十六篇第三节第四节。
Psalms 146, verse 3 and verse 4.
一百四十六篇第三节。
Psalms 146, verse 3.
你们不要依靠君王，不要依靠庶人，他一点不能帮助，他的气一断就归回尘土，他所打算的当日就消灭了。
Verse 4.
这里提到说不要依靠君王。
Here says, do not put your trust in princes.
君王的地位人人羡慕。
Princes may have a noble status, everyone would seem to admire them.
他非常有权力。
He seems to have authority.
他可以发号施令，让很多人来听从他。
With one simple command, and many people have to follow him.
当然呢，扮演君王的角色呢是非常好。
Of course, it would be very nice if all of us were princes.
这里说不要依靠庶人，当然呢，庶人包括很多啊。
It also says here that do not put your trust in the son of man.
尤其那些有才能的人。
And the son of man could refer to those with talents.
这些人可以帮助很多人。
These people may help many.
可以成人的依靠。
They may be depended on.
但是有一天呢，他这种角色呢要卸下来。
But one day he would finish playing his role.
他就不能够继续来帮助人。
And when that day comes, he can no longer help others.
无论是君王，或者说是这些有才能的人。
Whether you are a prince or you are a talented man.
这里说他的气一断，就归回尘土啊。
It says here that when his breath departs, he returns to earth.
因为人是从土来造的。
Because we were made from dust.
起初神造人啊，从泥土当中来啊，造出人类的。
When God created humans, He used the earth to form.Us.
所以当我们呢、在世界上所扮演这个角色完了以后呢、就要归回尘土啊。
Hence, when our role ended on this earth, we have to return back to earth.
当然呢，人在世界上所打算的一切呢，也同时消灭。
And the plans that we have made perishes with us.
这个事情是人人难免的。
And this is a fact, and this is one thing that everyone has to go through.
那么也就是说，我们在这个世界上不是永永远远的。
It simply tells us that we do not live forever in this world.
啊，是暂时的。
We're here temporarily.
好像演员在演戏是暂时的。
We are like actors. We are just like actors playing a temporary role.
那么导演所安排你所演的这个角色，只要你认真去扮演。
And the director wants you.To play your role seriously.
那么有一天呢，就要卸妆了。
And one day your role will end.
也就是说，我们这些呢，扮演属灵演员的人呢。
And it tells us that for those who, for us, we are the spiritual actors.
同样的，有一天呢，我们就要把它卸下来。
The same day, same thing for us. One day we have to finish our role.
我们如果能够懂得这些道理
，If we can understand this teaching.
那么我们呢？就会对神的旨意的安排满心感谢了。
Then we'll be very thankful for His wonderful for God's wonderful arrangements.
请看哥林多后书第五章第一节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
哥林多后书第五章第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
我们原知道，我们做地上的帐篷，若拆毁了，必得神所造。不是人所所造的，在天上永存的房屋。保罗在这边提到说，我们在地上的帐篷啊。
Here Paul mentions an earthly tent.
就是指着我们所带的肉体。
It tells this refers to our physical body.
会随着岁月的摧残呐、渐渐的毁坏。
And our physical body will age and be destroyed as time passes.
所以人由年轻一直到年老啊，就是好像呢，这个帐篷会渐渐毁坏一样。
Hence, from our youth to our old age, our body is like a tent which will be destroyed one day.
那么，当这个属肉体这个帐篷拆毁了
，When this earthly tent was destroyed,
啊，这里说就要接受从天上永存的房屋啊。
Says here that we have a building from God.
对个人来说，是指着我们。要穿上灵体呀、
And individually speaking, this refers to the fact that we will be putting on a spiritual body.
那么这种灵体呢，是永存的，不会毁坏的。
The spiritual body, does not perish.
我们再看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
我们在这帐篷里面叹息，声响夺那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服啊。我们现在带着这个肉体呢，有很多肉体上叹息的事情。
But we are in a physical body, there are many things we groan about.
但这些呢都是暂时的。
But all these are just temporary.
当然基督徒呢就盼望从天上来的房屋就是灵体啊。
Christians long to put on our heavenly dwelling, which is the spiritual body.
所以当主耶稣再来那一天呢，我们呢会卸下树上的一切。
Hence, the day that Jesus comes will be the day that we forsake everything in this world.
穿上那主耶稣所给我们的荣耀的灵体啊。
And then we will put on the glorious spiritual body that Jesus gave us.
好像一个人穿上啊荣耀的衣服一样的。
Just like a person who put on a wonderful robe.
我们再看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫做必死的被生命吞灭啊。我们带着这个肉体虽然叹息劳苦啊。
And while we are still living in our physical body, we sigh with anxiety.
并不是每个人都想死要脱下这个。
Not that everyone longs to die and to take off our physical body.
虽然呢基督徒都是羡慕将来那种属灵的啊这种灵体荣耀的灵体啊。
Even though Christians long to put on this spiritual body.
但是呢在这个世界上带着肉体好像帐篷一样还是顺从神主意的安排。
Living in this world, we are still living in our tent, and we have to follow the will of God.
我们再看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
为此陪主我们的就是神，他又是给我们圣灵做凭据。神不断在陪主我们这些信主的人啊。
God is constantly preparing us.
所以我们就很愿意让神来继续陪主我们。
Hence, we're very willing to be trained by God.
尤其呢，有圣灵给我们做凭据在带领我们。
Especially that we have the Holy Spirit as a guarantee.
让我们的信心呢，啊，更不会动摇。
And the Holy Spirit will strengthen our faith.
让我们更有强烈的信心，盼望将来更美的家乡啊！
That it is the Holy Spirit will firm our faith so that we can look forward to the heavenly kingdom.
所以希伯来书的作者就要强调，从古到现在有一些有信心的人呐、啊。
And the book of Hebrews tells us that from the ancient days till now, that there are many, wonderful believers who have faith.
他们在盼望更美的家乡。
They are all looking forward to a better home.
就是在天上。
This home is in heaven.
请看希伯来书十一章十三节到十六节。
Listen to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 to verse 16.
希伯来书十一章十三节到十六节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 to verse 16.
这些人都是存着信心属的，并没有得着所应许的。却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认住居在树上是客旅，是寄居。十四节。
14.
说这样话的人，是表明住居要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻。因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。希伯来书的作者在介绍古代有一些有信心的人呐、啊。
Here the writer of Hebrews is telling us there are some believers in the ancient days who have very strong faith.
他们在树上所扮演的角色，都是一直存着信心来，啊，过这种角色的。
The role in this world involved them with having very strong faith.
那么这些人呢？都感觉到在世界上是暂时是为客旅。
All these people feel that they are here temporarily and they are strangers and exiles on earth.
那他们呢，一直在盼望那更美的家乡，就是在天上。
And they were all hoping for a better home, a heavenly home.
所以这些得到救恩的人呢，有一天就是要卸下树上的帐篷。
And so for those who have received salvation of Christ, one day they have to forsake their earthly tent.
去承受那永存的房屋，就是灵体，就是天国的福气。
And they would inherit a spiritual body and a spiritual blessing.
所以同样是演员啊，我们这些属灵的演员呢，啊，就有好的结局，就是得救。
Even though everybody is a player, but we who are spiritual actors have the salvation.
那这些呢，不接受福音光照的人呢？
And for those who refused the light of God,
那么所扮演的演员呢，结果就是沉沦了。
The role that they play will lead them to destruction.
我们再同看希伯来书十章，第十章三十六节，不是。第十章三十九节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39.
我们却不是退后入存人的那等人，乃是这边提到说，我们不是那些害怕退后的人。
The author tells us that we are not those who shrank back.
是一直前进的人。
We are those who proceed forward.
那么这些人有信心呢？他的灵魂可以得救的。
And for those who have faith, they will be able to keep their souls.
所以我们所扮演属灵的啊，这种演员啊。
Hence, we who are spiritual actors.
啊，就是有信心灵魂得救的了。
We have faith and that we can keep our souls.
那当主耶稣再来的时候，这个世界的大舞台呢，也全部要拆掉。
On the day that Christ comes, the stage will crumble.
我们同看这个希伯来书第一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 1.
第一章的十一节、十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 12.
天地都要毁灭，你却要长存；天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了。十二节。
12.
你要将天地卷起来，像一件外衣，天地就都改变了，唯有你永不改变。你的年数没有穷尽，这里提到天地要灭没。
Here it says that the heavens and the earth would one day perish.
也就是说，我们所能够看得见的这些有形足的，有一天呢，都要被拆掉。
It shall simply tell us that the things that we see now, the physical forms, one day they will be disassembled.
这里说好像一件外衣呀、啊。要把它捡起来。
It says that like a mantle, they will be rolled up.
因为这个衣服会渐渐旧了，就不能用，不能穿的。
Because this garment will be old one day and will no longer be suitable for wearing.
所以天地会改变，唯独主耶稣不改变。
Hence the heavens and the earth will change, but only God remain the same.
唯独主耶稣的话不改变。
Only the words of God remain the same.
因为他的年数呢是没有穷尽的
，because the years of God will never end，
是直到永永远远的。
It is forever and ever。
我们再看彼得后书第三章
，Let's turn to Second Peter chapter three，
第十节到十三节
，Chapter three verse 10 to 13。
彼得后书第三章十节到十三节
，Second Peter chapter three verse 10 to 13。
但主的日子要像劫来到一样，那日天必大有响声晦气，有行主的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。十一节。
11.
这一切既然都要如烛消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。十二节。
12.
切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有行足的都要被烈火融化。十三节。
13.
但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有义基在其中。彼得在这边提到主的日子来到。
Peter here tells us what it will be like on the day the Lord comes.
好像道劫来临，什么时候人没有办法预先知道的。
The day of the Lord will come is like a thief, no one would know.
当主耶稣再来那一天呢，啊，这个天有大响声。
On the day that our Lord comes, there will be a loud noise.
当主耶稣再来那一天呢，啊，他载着千万的天使降临呐。
On the day the Lord comes, he will be descending with thousands of angels.
当然呢，这个世界的大舞台呢就被火烧掉。
And this worldly stage would be consumed with fire.
那么彼得在这边勉励我们，既然这样，我们就应该怎样圣洁、敬虔、敬畏神呐、啊、
？Peter tells us that since this world is going to end, he taught us how to lead a godly life.
把我们做属灵的演员，好好的啊，把它呢啊演出来。
He says that we as spiritual players must do a good job.
所以当这个世界的大舞台被拆毁以后呢，我们就可以。啊，实现这个新天新地啊！
Since when this earthly stage has been disassembled, we will receive a new heaven and earth.
这是我们做些属灵的演员活泼的盼望。
And this is a living hope for us spiritual actors.
那些不是属灵演员的人呢？啊，当然，这个日主来临的时候就是存人的。
For non-spiritual actors, on the day this whole earth was consumed, They would meet their ends.
我们请看《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第六节到第十节。
Verse 6 to verse
10. 帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第六节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6.
神既是公义的，就必将患难报应那加患难给你们的人。第七节。
7.
也必使你们做受患难的人与我们同得平安。那时主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现。第八节。
8.
要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人。第九节。
9.
他们要受刑罚，就是永远存人离开主的面和他全能的荣光。第十节。
10.
做正是主降临，要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀，又在一切信的人身上显为奇妙的那日子，我们对你们做了见证，你们也信了。这里提到说，当主耶稣再来那一天，要显出神的公义啊。
Says that on the day when the Lord Jesus comes, he will reveal the justice of God.
在世界上有很多的患难。
In this world, we see many afflictions.
那么有些患难呢，就是别人加在我们身上，加在我们的环境当中。
Some of these afflictions are people who have added this upon us.
但是呢，那些加患难给我们的呢，要受报应。
But those who have afflicted us, they shall receive the reward.
那么我们这些好像在患难中扮演的人，却要在主里得到平安。
We who seem to be suffering would receive peace from God.
这里提到说，当主耶稣跟那些有能力的天使降临的时候
，It says that when the Lord descended with His angels，
那么那些不认识神的人呢，就会遭受刑罚。
They who do not believe in the Lord will receive the punishment。
那么我们这些接受福音的人呢，就有荣耀。
Well, we who have received the gospel of Christ will receive glorification。
所以基督降临的时候呢，他也要从圣徒的身上来得到荣耀。
Hence, when Jesus comes for the second time, he will be receiving glory from his holy people.
那么我们呢，也要从主耶稣那边来得到荣耀。
We, on the other hand, would also be receiving glory from God.
这就是这个世界的大舞台拆毁以后的现象。
And this would be a scene that you would see after this earthly stage is disassembled.
那么我们既然知道这种情形呢、啊？
Since we know that such things would happen,
我们就要怎样立志好好扮演我们属灵的演员这种角色。
We should be determined to play a good role.
圣经所教导我们的话
，The teachings in the Bible，
也就是说，主耶稣给我们的剧本呐、啊，所记载的，我们能够去了解、熟悉它。
The lessons in this Bible is like a notebook from Jesus, and He wants us to learn our lessons.
请看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
第三章十六节、十七节。
Chapter 3, verse 16 and verse 17.
提摩太后书第三章十六节。
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
圣经都是神所默示的，以教训读者，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益处的。十七节。
17.
叫属神的人都已完全预备行各样的善事。圣经是神所默述的话。
All scripture is inspired by God.
不是人按照自己的意思所写出来的。
It is not written with our own mind.
因此这里面的教训对我们都有益处的。
Hence, all the teachings in this Bible is profitable for us.
它会教导我们归正。
It tells us the right way.
教导我们来学习义啊。
It tells us that we must learn righteousness.
那对我们呢，都是有益处的。
And it's definitely beneficial to all of us.
所以我们自从接受主耶稣的福音以后啊。
Hence, when we have received the salvation of Christ,
我们拥有这一本圣经，能够从里面呢来得到教导。
We have received this Bible, and we can learn many lessons from it.
那么十七节说要叫这些属神的人呢，能够更加完全呐。
Verse 7 tells us that the purpose of the Bible is that the men of God may be complete.
那么随时随地都能够预备来行善荣耀神。
And thus they will be equipped for every good work.
那么也就是说，这就是我们这些人。扮演属灵的演员应尽的本分。
And this is simply a list of the things that as Christians we must do.
敬畏神，遵守神的诫命是人应尽的本分。
It is our duty to fear God and to serve Him.
但是不接受福音的人呢，他就没有尽到这个本分。
For those who do not receive the salvation, they have not done their duty.
那么我们已经尽本分敬畏神的人就有福气了。
Since we have feared God and we have done our duty, we are blessed.
当我们呢，扮演这个角色卸下来以后
when we have finished playing our role,
福气就要临到我们。
Blessings shall come upon us.
我们再看启示录十四章十三节。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录十四章十三节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 13.
我们听见从天上有声音说：“你要写下，从今以后在主里面而熟的人有福了。”圣灵说：“是的，他们习了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也要随着他们。”这里说约翰呢，听见从天上来的声音呐。
Here says that John heard a voice from heaven.
当然这种声音是很难得的。
Of course, it's not every day that one hears a voice from heaven.
这种声音叫他要赶快把它记录下。
The voice says to write this.
所记录的内容就是说，从今以后在主里面的人，死的人。
Says what he has to write is that blessed are the dead who died in the Lord.
这些人有福气了。
And they are blessed henceforth.
也就是说，他扮演属灵的角色呢。属灵的演员呢，已经呢结束了。
It says that for those who have finished their spiritual role,
那么他在树上所做的这些工啊
，the labors that they have done on this world,
果效都要随着他。
The fruits of their labor will follow them.
世人有很多人所做的工作，虽然呢轰轰烈烈啊。
There may be many people who have done wonderful things.
但是这些果效不能随着他到来生去啊。
But sometimes the fruits of their labor may not follow them into the next life.
当他今生的工作结束以后呢，这些果效同时结束。
When they have finished the present life, the fruits of their labor ended with him.
那么唯独基督徒所扮演属灵的角色呢，就不一样。
Not only Christians who have played a spiritual role, their endings will be different.
所付出的劳苦，这些做工的果效都会随着他们。
All the efforts that they have made and the fruits of their labor would follow them.
也就是说，这些果效要随着他到来生来得到报偿的。
That their deeds will follow them to the next life, that they shall receive rewards for them.
因此，我们今天无论处在什么环境之下。
And today, no matter what circumstances you're living in,
都能够有信心来遵守主的话。
You must have faith to keep the words of God.
我们再看，启示录第三章。
That's in Revelation chapter 3.
第十节、十一节。
Chapter 3, verses 10 and 11.
启示录第三章第十节、十一节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 10 and verse 11.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候， 保守你免去你的思念。十一节。
11。
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。约翰在写这个七封信的时候，其中有一封提到遵守主耶稣忍耐的道。
In the seven letters that John had to write, one of them mentions about keeping the words of God.
当主再来的时候，普天下人呢会受试炼。
That when the Lord was to come, everyone in this world will be suffering.
当然呢，这个事情呢会渐渐逼近的。
And of course, this event is coming.
当普天下都在受试炼的时候呢，我们能够特别蒙保守啊。
Well, this whole world is under trial. We Christians are being protected.
那当这个事情过去以后呢
？When this event had passed.
那么我们做些属灵的演员呢？就要得到冠冕呐。
Then we, the spiritual players, will receive a crown.
就是荣耀的冠冕。
This is our glorious crown.
也就是主耶稣要赏赐给我们的。
And this is a crown that Lord Jesus will bless us.
所以这个短暂的人生
Hence in this short life,
虽然充满了愁苦烦恼
although it's filled with the bitters and worries,
但是很快就过去
but it passes very fast.
好像呢在演戏的人他所扮演的角色一样
It's just like an actor playing his role.
所以摩西呢他说人生就七十八十
Moses says a life is short 70 or 80 years.
但是很快就过去的
yet it passes quickly.
所以我们在这个世界上呢，好像呢在演戏一样。
So when we're living this world, it seems like we're playing a role.
这种戏剧戏的人生是很短暂。
This dramatic life of ours is very short.
所以我们要看远一点，就是呢，要抓住将来属灵的福气。
Hence we have to look a little further into a distant and to look for a spiritual blessing.
我们好好的成为一个属灵的演员
And we should be a good spiritual.Actor.
来扮演主耶稣给我们所安排的这种角色
so that we can play the role that our Lord had determined for us
才能够荣耀他的圣名
when we have done so we have glorified his holy name